It's a rainy fall afternoon in Juneau, and I'm walking along the airport dike trail. I'm with Courtney Wendell and her playful black and white mixed breed dog Kiska. They live nearby and come here for a walk almost every day. But for a long time, there was something bothering Wendell.
For a lot of people, that when we walk the whole trail, there was often like coffee cups or juice bottles or Kleenexes. And of course, people tend to be lazy, and so they don't pick up after their dogs. So there tended to be a lot more dog poo further out the trail.
Yep, dog poo all along the path.
Well, 9 times out of 10, or for the most part, they would forget about their little plastic bag and they would just walk by it.
That's Scott Rinkenberger, the airport operations superintendent.
So we would have all these little dog bags of dog excrement along the trail. Some people would even tie them to the airport perimeter fence as a reminder and forget about it. Okay, so then we would have little bags of dog excrement tied to the airport's perimeter fence.
Rinkenberger says it was up to airport staff to clean it up. There was already one dumpster at the start of the trail, but after talking with dog walkers, including Wendell, he decided to add a second dumpster halfway out the trail in May. For a while, the new trash bin had a poster on it with a picture of Wendell's dog that said Kiska's dumpster. But Wendell says some dog walkers thought it was specifically for Kiska, so the poster's now gone.
Did you ever think that having to deal with dog excrement was going to be part of your job working at the airport?
Not necessarily. It wasn't in my position description, but nevertheless, we understand that, it's such a great place to walk.
The Dike Trail is officially the airport's emergency vehicle access road, but Rinkenberger recognizes it's also part of the community.
It makes for a really nice trail. So we understand it's got two purposes. So we like to make it really user-friendly for our hikers and our dog walkers and families and school trips and so forth, and people wanting to come out here to the wetlands to view the wildlife and the waterfowl and also have an ability to keep it clean.
Rinkenberger says the airport pays $162.72 monthly to rent the dumpster. He says the time it saves having airport staff clean the trail makes the price worth it. And Wendell says she's already seen the difference since May.
I personally have noticed that since the second dumpster, the trail further out is a lot cleaner. I haven't noticed nearly as much trash, if any trash really, further out the trail, which is really nice. And I've also noticed that people tend to be picking up after their dogs more because they know that they only have to carry it like halfway.
She adds that in a place where the weather can make it difficult to get outside, it's important to take care of the trails that are accessible to everyone.
You have runners out here, you have bikers, you have walkers, you have cross-country skiers in the winter. I mean, literally, like, everyone can use this trail. I mean, when it's rainy and gross, like, who wants to go walk on a trail that's covered in dog poo and has trash everywhere? Like, that's not inviting. That's not taking care of something that, you know, really is for the enjoyment of everyone.
Kiska runs out ahead of us to chase after a ball. She has the whole trail ahead of her and no, or at least fewer, poop bags to dodge. In Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield.